And joining us right now, he's making his seventh Masters appearance. He's made the cut in all six that he's played in, with half of those being top 10, including ties for fifth in 2019 when he played in the final group with eventual champion Tiger Woods. He's coming off a runner-up finish last weekend in Houston as the defending champ. He's a six-time winner on the PGA Tour and an even better guy, Tony Finau, joining us right now. T, how are you, man?
Hey, what up, BT? What's up, Bob? Thanks for having me on again. Good to be with you guys.
So good to be back with you and chatting with you. First off, how you feeling coming off the T2 last week?
Yeah, I feel good. You know, I thought that was an important event for me to play and play well in. The golf course was awesome. Houston's a great place, and Memorial Park was a great test. But the game feels good. I thought it was important to have a nice finish, and it was nice to have a chance to win there at the end and just feel the nerves going into Augusta National. So. The game's, in a solid place. And again, I just thought it was important to have a good finish before the Masters.
You know, you brought it up, Augusta National. We got that next week coming up. You know, my dad, the first time he played there, he said, "My goal is to never not play this event." What are your feelings when you get to Augusta? What's it like for you as a player to compete and go there on an annual basis to be able to play in that tournament?
Yeah, I mean, we said it just right before I got on air with you guys. I'm like a kid at a candy store, a kid on Christmas Eve. I mean, I'm like over the moon every year I get to play this. Some of my favorite memories of my career, even to this point, not even having won it yet, but are playing the Masters. So I'm ecstatic again this year. The goal is, as your dad said, is to play it every year. And the only way you know you're going to do that on your terms is go ahead and win the thing.
That's exactly right.
It's a golf course, that I love, and you know, I'm looking to go and try and get me a green jacket again this year.
When you rank these majors, where do you put Augusta National in the four?
Yeah, so the Masters is the pinnacle of our sport. And it's at the top of my list. So I think the Masters is definitely my favorite. And I just think it's the most prestigious tournament that we play and that you can win. So I got the National and the Masters is number one in my book. I've said it many times, you know, the 97 Masters is the reason I'm playing golf today. And so that it'll always just be a special place for me. And I can't believe you said it, Bob. I can't believe it's my seventh Masters. I mean, I'm really, I'm always filled with gratitude every time I think about these opportunities. And again, this year I'll be looking to take care of business.
Hey, Tony, so you've got a scoring average of 71.33 at Augusta. So I put that all together. Unofficially, I have you fifth in the field, just behind Phil Mickelson. What is it about Augusta National that fits your eye?
Yeah, Augusta is a shot maker's golf course. I'm a very, you know, I like curving the golf ball, and that's always seemed to serve me well at Augusta National. It's a golf course that you just have to be creative, and I've always been a very visual, creative player, and for that reason, I think I've just fared well playing Augusta National.
You know, it's interesting. A lot of people say Augusta National is a right-to-left hitter's ballpark, but yet we've seen guys win this golf tournament like Jack and Tiger and everybody with a little bit of a fade or a high fade. And that's kind of what you hit, is you hit that fade. Do you like it? Do you like it right to left, or do you like it left to right, or does it call based on the shot?
Yeah. So I like moving the ball left to right. You know, my eyes always see the ball falling to the right, but Augusta National, you know, a lot of people say that, and when I got there, you know, having only hit a fade, I was actually surprised that I thought that the golf course fit, you know, a right-hand fader, like, pretty well. So it hasn't been too surprising to me to see guys have success hitting a fade, and I'll be looking for some of that similar success as some of these past winners this year.
Tony Finau joining us here on Real Golf Radio, playing in his seventh Masters this year. Is there a spot in the golf course where you just feel comfortable, like this is my spot, I'm ready to go here? Is there a stretch or something where you just feel like this is a good spot for me?
man, I can't really say, you know, at the Masters, you're ever like licking your chops and like, man, I feel so comfortable out here. But, you know, I do like the stretch of 13 to 16. You know, I think it's once you get on that 13th tee, you got 11 and 12 behind you. If you played them well and the way you're supposed to play them, you're going to have some scoring opportunities in front of you. 13, if you hit it in the fairway there, you should have a chance for eagle. If you hit it in the fairway on 15, you should have a chance for eagle there. 16, you know, with the three left pins that they usually put, or I guess two out of the 4 days, they have hole-in-one pins. So those are just really exciting holes, and you can get yourself into the tournament really fast by playing those holes well. So I would just say 13 to 16 are kind of the areas where I'm like, all right, you know, we can really get after this golf course with some good shots.
How do you normally spend your week there as far as practice and time away from the golf course, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, so I usually just play nine holes each day. I get there Sunday night. Monday, I'll play nine, get some practice in. Same thing on Tuesday. And then Wednesday is, you know, a super fun day for me and the family. I get Elaine and the kids out there with me inside the ropes at the par three contest. It's probably my favorite tradition of all the cool things that happens Masters week. Being able to just share these experiences with my family inside the ropes in a very chill atmosphere. It's kind of the calm before the storm type feel. But it's a lot of fun to have them out there. And then the tournament starts Thursday and, you know, you're just hopefully have done enough to prepare and be ready to go.
What is that like playing that par three? Looks, everyone brings the family out. Your family's a little bigger than a lot of them out there. So there's a lot of white coveralls following you around. It's a pretty cool procession.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's awesome that they allow your family to be in there with you. And I've always wanted my kids to be a part of that as just a really cool tradition for the Masters. So it's something that my wife loves preparing the kids for. She gets the jumpsuits ready early, and it's just a great feel. And again, it's kind of the calm before the storm. You know, this is a good feel day and all that. And then, you know, you get home Wednesday night and it's time to lock in and get your mind ready for Thursday. So, but it is, again, it is my favorite tradition of the week, and so much fun just seeing my kids run around there. It was quite funny, actually. The first year I played it, you know, obviously I was infamous for hitting that hole in one and spraining my ankle. But just a few holes before that, my kids were running around, and I kind of just allow them to run free, as a lot of kids are out running around. But if you guys can remember the old hole number three and old hole number four, I know you've been there a lot, Bob and BC, yeah. But they used to cross. You hit four almost over the top of three green. But anyways, my kids were running down there and almost ran into the water. But, you know, Jack, we played right behind Jack, Gary, and Tom Watson. And Jack comes walking over, and I'm like, oh, no, they're going to knock Jack over, you know. And this is like, you know, it kind of felt a little bit of havoc. But, you know, he ended up having a really cool conversation with my youngest two at the time, Tony and Sage. And it was just this really cool interaction. We've got pictures of it. And it was just really cool, you know. It was just like a full circle moment for me, where it was like, my kids are inside the ropes running, have no idea who these old men are. And they're just being so gracious with the kids. They talked to them for 3 or 4 minutes. We took pictures with them, and it was just a really cool moment. So I have a lot of special memories of the par three, and we'll build many more, hopefully in the years to come.
That is awesome.
You know, what's really cool, Tony, is you understand the traditions in the game, especially when it comes to Augusta National. Maybe tell us one of your favorite stories or things that have happened to you on the golf course while you're playing in competition.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to think. I mean, there's, you know, obviously there's some cool ones. I played with Tiger and in the final group that year. I think it's, you know, I've had a lot of cool opportunities to play with VJ and Ernie and these guys and kind of learn the golf course just to go around it. I think it would have been really cool to have had the opportunity to play with your dad, Bob, and, you know, just talk with him about the golf course. That's something that I think would have been really high on my list every year to kind of see him. So, you know, it was unfortunate I didn't have that opportunity, but seeing him, you know, win in 70 and seeing his name a part of that history, I think, is something that I'm, you know, I take pride in just in knowing him and your guys' family. So I think that's something that's pretty cool. But yeah, I mean, I think you guys have heard the story of me playing with Tiger. It was cool to be able to be the first one to congratulate him on winning the Masters. It was a bittersweet moment, as it was as close as I've gotten to winning a green jacket up to this point in my career. So I obviously would have been nice for me to wanted to win that. But I think for the game of golf, it was cool to just be the first guy to congratulate Tiger inside the ropes.
Hey, before we let you go, Tony, do you do some shopping, or do you leave that up to Elena out there, like in the pro shop?
Yeah, no, I leave that all up to Elena. I let her do the shopping. She tries to get in there early and get the gnomes. I know, you know, Augusta National, the Masters gnomes are pretty infamous. So we've got a pair from each year, and she'll be in there first thing Monday to try and get her gnomes. So
gotta get them gnomes, man. You gotta get them.
That's right.
Do you eat any of the traditional sandwiches or anything, or do you just stick with whatever you order in the players' dining?
Yeah, so I mean, I've tried them all. You know, the club is probably my favorite. It's just pretty simple, you know. The crazy thing about that is I always tell everyone, it's like the pimento cheese, the club sandwich, all of it, it's like a pretty standard, you know, they're pretty standard sandwiches. There's nothing special about them, really. I think everything just tastes better at Augusta National, if I'm being honest, you know, and things just taste better, you know, Masters Week when you're there. It really is just an incredible experience, and it seems like if you eat anything there, you think it's the greatest thing on earth. So
there is that feeling for sure. Hey, Tom, yeah. Thanks so much for taking some time, man. It was really good to catch up to you. We'll look forward to seeing you and walking around with the female entourage that is always there at Augusta. It'll be fun to see you, and we wish you all the best next week.
I appreciate it. Nice talking to you. See you guys next week.
You got it. Thanks, Tony Finau joining us here on Real Golf Radio.